brought to you by Penguin.
The Green Man by Kingsley Amis, read by Joe Dixon. Chapter 1. The Red-Haired Woman. Fareham Hearts, half a mile off the A595. The Green Man, Mill End, 0043. No sooner has one gone over one's surprise at finding a genuine coaching inn, less than 40 miles from London, and 8 from the M1, then one is marvelling at the quality of the equally genuine English fare, the occasional disaster apart. There has been an inn on this site since the Middle Ages, from which parts of the present building date. After some 190 years of service as a dwelling, its original function and something of its original appearance were restored in 1961. Mr. Allington will tell its story to the interested. There is, or was, at least one ghost, and be your candid guide through the longish menu. Try the eel soup, 6 shillings. Pheasant pie, 15 and 6. Saddle of mutton and caper sauce, 17 and 6. Treacle roll, 5 and 6. Wine list, short, good, except for white burgundies, a little expensive. Worthington E, Bass, Whitbread Tankard on draft, friendly efficient service, no children's prices. Closed Sunday lunch, Musbuck lunch Friday, Saturday and Sunday dinner, meals 12:30 to 3, 7 to 10:30. A la carte main dishes 12 and 6 to 25 shillings. Seats 40, car park, no dogs, B&B from 42 and 6, Class A. Approved by Bernard Levin, Lord Norwich, John Dankworth, Harry Harrison, Winford Vaughan Thomas, Dennis Brogan, Brian W. Aldiss, and many others. The point about white burgundies is that I hate them myself. I take whatever my wine supplier will let me have at a good price, which I would never dream of doing with any other drinkable. I enjoyed seeing those glasses of Chablis or Puyer Fuissé, so closely resembling a blend of cold chalk soup and alum cordial, with an additive or two to bring it to the colour of children's pee, being peered and sniffed at, rolled round the shrinking tongue, and forced down somehow by parties of young technology dons from Cambridge, or junior television producers and their girls. Minor, harmless compensations of this sort are all too rare in a modern innkeeper's day. In fact, most of my trade did come either from London or the 20-odd miles from Cambridge, with a little more from the nearest Hertfordshire towns. I got the occasional passer-by, of course, but not as many as my colleagues on the A10 to the east of me and the A505 to the northwest. The A595 is a mere sub-artery connecting Stevenage and Royston, and although I put up a sign on it the day I opened, not many transients ever bother to turn off and try to find the Green Man, in preference to using one of the pubs directly beside the main road. All right with me, that. About my only point of agreement with John Fothergill, the buckle-shoed posturer who had the spread eagle in tame when I was a boy, and founded a reputation and a book of being nasty to his guests, is a lack of warmth towards the sort of people who use 2 halves of bitter and 2 tomato juices as a quadruple ticket to the lavatories and wash basins. The villages from Fareham itself, and from Sandon and Mill End, each of the 2 about a mile away, were obviously a different matter. They put back their pints steadily and quietly in the public bar, filling it at weekends, and had an agreeable short way with dinner-jacketed seekers after rustic atmosphere or the authentic life of the working class. The locals, with some assistance from the various hearty young men who came in to dine, got through plenty of beer, as much as a couple of dozen tens of bitter a week in the summer. Whatever might be said about its prices, the wine too went quickly enough. Refusing, as I have always done, to offer any but fresh meat.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?